My name is Barry Burrell. I'm a guide dog owner and produce Sound Review, an audio magazine for the Peterborough District Talking newspaper. I would like to tell you about incidents of what would now be deemed hate crime, which has happened to me some years ago. This was verbal abuse that happened on numerous occasions, the perpetrator being the same one male, who incidentally was not a youngster. This was a middle-aged man, if not retired. Admitted that's just by going by the sound of his voice. The incidents all occurred when I lived in Old Fletton, and all happened up at Fletton High Street. This man would be on a cycle, and as I walked up Fletton High Street with my then pet dog, but carrying a white guide cane, this person, when passing me on his cycle, would shout such things as, "Oh, the blind leading the blind," or, "You're not really blind," and comments such as this. Obviously, in my situation of having very little sight, I had no way of identifying who the person was or what he was wearing. Many people may think, well, why get upset over such a thing as that? But how can you respond to that when you're in a situation such as I? All I could revert to was calling after him with such things as, "It's not too late for you." Things like this can bring out all sorts of emotions. Not only the upset, but anger. So much so that I felt many times that I could push my white cane through his spokes in his wheels, or I'd have him off his bike. Not that that would have got me anywhere. In fact, it'd probably got me into trouble. It's just the sheer frustration of not being able to tackle this perpetrator. I know many people have suffered much more than I ever have. For those others who suffer verbal abuse, and heaven forbid physical abuse, they have my full sympathy.